Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
More people went to emergency departments in states that expanded Medicaid. About 20% more, according to a new study. This is antithetical to the idea that with coverage, you can go to the doctor instead of the hospital. But it's not quite that simple. More coming up on Just Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, September 11th, and I'm Alex Olgan with Just Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in under 10 minutes. Today, we're going to focus on one story, a new study out by six economists finding an increase in newly covered Medicaid patients going to the hospital. This isn't totally new. For years, previous studies have had similar findings. One found that when Oregon expanded Medicaid, ER visits increased some 40%. Study author and economist at MIT, Amy Finkelstein, spoke to CBS News back when the article came out in 2014.
What Medicaid does is it makes not only primary care now free for individuals, but also the emergency room. And as I teach my undergraduates, when you lower the price of something, people tend to buy more of it.
Fast forward to 2019. The Affordable Care Act has been in effect for 6 years, and 37 states have expanded Medicaid. But the basic trend of increased ED use is the same. Six economists analyzed hospital admission data from 20 expansion states from 2012 to 2015. They found the increase in non-necessary emergency room care varied widely among states. One of the authors, Craig Garthwaite from Northwestern University, tweeted, "People newly on Medicaid in Arizona, Minnesota, and Rhode Island went to the ED in larger numbers, while New Jersey, Ohio, and Connecticut didn't see much of a change." The study found states that already gave a lot of charity care prior to the expansion saw less of an increase. Just Healthcare co-founder Chaz Rhodes says getting coverage doesn't result in immediate behavior change.
Folks who were previously uninsured who are now on Medicaid are just staying with the same behaviors that they were exhibiting before the Medicaid expansion. It's hard to get people to change their behavior and switch from one way of accessing care to another way of accessing care.
And just because more people got covered in expansion states doesn't mean more doctors started accepting Medicaid. Ear, nose, and throat surgeon in San Diego, Ted Mazur, told PBS NewsHour in 2015, patients were traveling far distances to see him because he accepted Medicaid.
I'm one office. Why am I seeing all of those people? Because nobody else is available in their communities to see them. Why not? Because the rates are unacceptable. The hassles from the managed care plans, as well as the state, are unacceptable to most offices to deal with.
As the 2019 study pointed out, Medicaid patients can go to the ED and know that they'll be covered for a lab test, x-rays, and see specialists. There's that convenience, and then the fact that hospitals are open all the time. Not like primary care practices, says Rhodes.
For someone who's in a low-paying job or a low-income job, often it's hard to take time off work to go get care, and primary care doctors are often only available during weekday working hours. So the ED is still an attractive place to get care.
According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, in 2013, an average of 70% of office-based doctors accepted Medicaid. But that percentage was higher in rural states. In the more urban areas like New Jersey, Kaiser found only 39% of physicians were accepting new Medicaid patients. Medicaid expansion has been particularly good for hospitals. In 2017, CNBC reported on gains for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The number of uninsured patients fell 80%. The clinic turned a profit and hired more than 1,000 people. What's more, the state as a whole saw no hospital closures.
That trend is true across the country. Research has found that hospitals in expansion states did better financially and were much less likely to close. But at the end of the day, the greater use of hospital services by Medicaid patients doesn't mean Medicaid is bad. It just means those people are sick, tweeted study author Garthwaite. Now for some news on decreased health coverage. New Census Bureau data released this week shows an increase in the uninsured population for the first time in a decade. In 2018, there were 27.5 million people without coverage. That's about 8.5% of the population. The uninsured population grew by about 2 million between 2017 and 2018. Private insurance didn't change much, but Medicaid coverage decreased by 0.7%. And the percentage of uninsured children rose by 0.6%. Many with coverage will be getting rebates this year from their insurance company. It's part of the Affordable Care Act rule limiting what percentage of premiums could be spent on non-healthcare expenses. The total insurers owe this year is at least $1.3 billion, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation estimate, which used data from insurers that they reported to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This year's total is the highest it's been since the rule requiring insurers to spend at least 80% of premium dollars on healthcare went into effect in 2011. The lion's share, $743 million, will go to consumers who bought coverage on the exchange. $250 million will go to the small group market and $284 million to the large group market. This signals that premiums in 2018 were overpriced. Centene, Centara, and the Healthcare Service Corporation are paying out the highest rebates for the individual market. The CEO of the University of Virginia's Medical Center, Pamela Sutton Wallace, resigned effective November, reports Modern Healthcare. She will join New York Presbyterian Hospital as an executive. She was at the health system 4 years. This comes a day after a Kaiser Health News and Washington Post piece about the hospital's aggressive billing practices. The paper reported UVA filed more than 6,000 lawsuits a year, garnished wages, and put liens on property. A UVA spokesperson told Modern Healthcare Sutton Wallace's departure is unrelated. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, some pharma stocks, including Merck and GlaxoSmithKline, were down at the end of the trading day Tuesday after news of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's plan to reduce drug prices. It would allow Medicare to negotiate lower prices on expensive medicines. But a Democratic aide said the plan Bloomberg got wasn't the most current version. Thanks for listening to Just Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. Check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on justhealthcare.com. Just Healthcare Daily is an independent production of Just Healthcare.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.